There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to Full Rigor, a Florida true crime podcast. I am your host, Karen Curtis. Yes, I have a new job and it's with iHeartRadio. So we're working on making my podcast available also on the iHeart platform. So that'll be cool. But this episode is about Tiger Woods.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated.
And the non-disclosure agreement he had with his, as he calls her, jilted ex-girlfriend, Erica Herman.
I just want to say thank you to my mom, Sam, Erica, Charlie.
Now, this all takes place on Jupiter Island and in Jupiter, Florida. It's a Florida story, definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, this guy was world number one in golf for 13 years, but he also seems to be world number one in the failed relationship department.
I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to.
But, hey, he's a billionaire. I'm sure he'll be able to find some new girlfriend once he irons out the wrinkles in this mess. Did you know that Tiger's first name is really Eldrick? It was chosen by his mother because it began with an E, and that was for Earl, his father, who was his best friend, by the way. And one of Earl Wood's army buddies during the Vietnam War was a South Vietnamese soldier named Colonel Vong Dang Phong. And Phong's nickname was Tiger. And Earl began calling his son that to pay homage to his friend Phong. And Wood started golfing when he was three. It's just amazing. By the way, he never formally changed his name. When he married Elin Nordgren, on the marriage certificate, it said Eldrick Taunt Woods. And the initials ETW are what Woods has used with a couple of his companies, one of his companies, ETW Corporation. But anyway, he is the first golfer of African American or Asian descent to win the Masters, one of the most prestigious events in golf. Will be next month, by the way. I think he's playing. At the age of three, he broke 50 on nine holes for the first time, shooting 48 on the Destroyer course at the Naval facility. And Jack Nicklaus, by the way, didn't break 50 for nine holes until he was nine. Sort of reminds me when I was playing piano, taking piano lessons at the age of 10. I couldn't play minuets that Mozart wrote when he was eight. Yeah. Nobody knew that Tiger Woods and Erica Herman's nearly six-year relationship was on the skids, had been hit into the fescue, into the deep rough, had ended until documents revealed a nasty battle had been brewing since October of 2022. Now, she met the notoriously private but philandering golfer while working in his Jupiter, Florida restaurant called The Woods. It's really cool. I've been there. I've eaten there. It's got all of this memorabilia around. So she alleges in her lawsuit that her former beau, Tiger, booted her from his home using trickery. His home is beautiful, by the way, on Jupiter Island. It's gorgeous. She claimed people working for him convinced her to pack a suitcase for a short vacation. Hey, that sounds fun. And when she arrived at the airport, they said, hey, by the way, you've been locked out of the house. So she says that's in violation of an oral tenancy agreement and in violation of Florida law, according to her lawsuit. She's now seeking to nullify the NDA she signed when she first started dating Tiger Woods in 2017. So Tiger's 47 and the former restaurant manager, 39, he says, clashed over time and money. Erica thought Tiger was never home. Tiger thought Erica was spending too much of his money and living too lavish of a lifestyle. I mean, they started out very strong. They began dating, as I said, in 2017. And she even stood by him after his near fatal car crash. Remember that in Los Angeles?
The driver of this vehicle identified as Tiger Woods.
In February of 2021, he was a single car accident. He was in a Genesis van heading to a golf tournament and he was going down a hill and he, I don't know, fell asleep. Something happened. He popped over the curb and his van flipped and it basically almost took his left leg off, or is it right leg, whichever one you use to push off onto golf. So it left him with multiple fractures and he had to have multiple surgeries.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, the Tigers don't change their stripes, and this Tiger has been dumping women since high school. In 1994, 94, that was the year my daughter was born, the golf phenom was enrolled at Stanford University, so he ended his three-year romance with his high school girlfriend, Gina Gravel Parr. Like, yeah, par for the course, but with two R's. That's hilarious. In a letter, he said, "My parents are very concerned that you're a big distraction for me, and I have to listen to them. We have to break up." This is what she told the New York Post in 2009. She said, "I felt I was punched in the stomach." And Woods' amorous history has included a scandalous divorce, wide-scale infidelity, a relationship with a fellow A-list athlete, and a vehicular romp with a Perkins waitress, to just name a few memorable moments. And he's reportedly used NDAs with at least three women. So when Tiger Woods met the 21-year-old Swedish bombshell who became his wife, Elin Nordegren, at the 2001 British Open, he was golf's golden boy. He was a generational talent. He transformed the game. She was the nanny for a Swedish golfer named Jesper Parnevik. He introduced them. So they married in 2004. They had two children, Charlie and Sam, but you remember Thanksgiving 2009 there in Jupiter, Florida? Their life was permanently interrupted after Nordegren discovered he was cheating on her with not one, but lots of women. Woods was at the peak of his career when Nordegren reportedly chased him out of their Jupiter house with his own golf club. I think it was a 9-iron, and used it to smash the windows of his black Cadillac Escalade. Then he crashed into a tree. I think he had taken an Ambien and washed it down with a beer. Elin had picked up his phone when he was like passed out and found out about all of Tiger's putting around the rough. And it was a huge fall from grace for the golfer who had earned millions of dollars from golf and millions in endorsements. He's now a billionaire, though. Gatorade, a University of Florida invention, was the first of his endorsements to go. He had just won the Masters in Australia, and that same year he was photographed meeting former President Barack Obama at the White House. So it was a major fall from grace. And in 2010, after admitting to sexual addiction and marital infidelity, his Buddhist faith played a part, a key part, in his quest to put his life back together. His mother got him on the path to the religion of Buddhism, and he used it to meditate as well. He also fell back on his religion after his near-death accident in February of 2021. By the way, a little fun fact about Tiger Woods. Did you know that he overcame childhood stuttering? He used to speak to his dog in order to train himself not to stutter. And this personal challenge became a motivation to achieve goals. Practice makes perfect. You know that Moses also was a stutterer? It's in the Bible. I don't know how they know that, but apparently he stuttered. I don't know. Strange. Other ladies came forward, and it was reported that Woods slept with 120 women during the marriage. And one of them was Mindy Lawton, a Perkins waitress who allegedly played with his three-wood in his SUV. The golfer and Elin divorced in 2010. And I think Elin got about $100 million in the settlement. He entered rehab. He's since been publicly contrite about hurting her. In fact, he wrote in his 2017 book, Unprecedented, The Masters and Me, that my regret will last a lifetime for what he did to her. And it seems that Woods was on his way to rehabbing his career and reputation when he started dating gold medalist skier Lindsey Vonn in 2012. But the power couple split in 2015. They both blamed their training schedules and that they were in different parts of the world all the time. But she indicated that there was more nuance to their split. Sometimes she said, "I wish he would have listened to me more, but he's very stubborn and he likes to go his own way." And then in 2015, he moved on to stylist Kristen Smith. And their two-year relationship blew up after Smith suspected him of cheating on her. Imagine that. TMZ reported that she had signed an NDA and was attempting to get it invalidated as well. But in turn, Woods was allegedly threatened to release unsavory photos of her. Oh, good Lord. After Smith, Woods quickly moved on to Erica Herman. And their first appearance together was at the President's Cup in September of 2017. And it seemed like the Florida native Erica Herman, I think she wanted to go into law and she was just working as a manager of his restaurant to get through school. But she seemed to be a grounding force for him. And while the pair were dating, he pulled off, I don't know if you remember this, the storybook comeback. He won the Masters in 2019.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. That will be the greatest scene in golf forever, Jim Nantz. And that hug with his children. If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, if you're a parent, you're not human.
Now the whole euphoria of everything, the patrons, his emotion, the chanting. We will never see anything as exhilarating as that. Fantastic. Congratulations, Tiger. Unbelievable.
But Eric was always kind of like on the end of the photos. She was never like included in anything. She was just kind of like there hanging around. So they were regularly photographed with his children, but again, she'd be on the end. And she remained very low key on the tour. And that might be because she had signed that NDA. You know, there's people who get into relationships with celebrities and they sign an NDA beforehand. It's very common among celebrities. Just ask Tom Cruise and Donald Trump, who asked Stephanie Clifford, aka Stormy Daniels, to sign an NDA. And then he paid her more money to keep quiet about their alleged tryst when he ran for president in 2016. These things happen. So now what? After more than 4 years together, the five-time Masters Tournament champion and Erica Herman quietly have gone their separate ways. Well, not so much. Erica has sued Tiger and his Jupiter Island Irrevocable Homestead Trust for $30 million, alleging in court documents that the athlete kicked her out of their shared home upon their breakup. She filed that lawsuit in October of 2022. She claimed she had an oral tenancy agreement. I'm sure she had an oral agreement of some sort. That allowed her to live on the Florida property, even if they broke up. And argued that Woods also used prohibited practices, violating the state's Residential Landlord-Tenant Act, to force her out. He fired back in court documents of his own after the legal drama made headlines. He says her filing is utterly meritless, and he refers to her as a jilted ex-girlfriend who wants to publicly litigate specious claims in court rather than honor her commitment to arbitrate disputes in a confidential proceeding. She doesn't want to go to arbitration. Here's NBC legal correspondent Laura Jarrett.
Arbitration agreements are super common. There's nothing inherently bad about them. They're just used to settle disputes, but it's out of court. There's no jury. There's not the same rules of evidence. And usually the employer is the one who picks the arbitrator. And so people think that they're stacked against the employee. In this case, of course, she would rather have her day in court. She'd rather have a jury trial. She'd rather be able to have this whole thing made public. Typically, arbitrations are happening behind closed doors. She doesn't want that.
She doesn't want to settle the disagreement with arbitration. She wants to go before a jury and just air the dirty laundry. This is leverage to get a settlement, which is what she really wants. She wants out of her NDA. And Herman also filed a lawsuit claiming their non-disclosure agreement is unenforceable and should be nullified, citing the Federal Speak Out Act that protects victims of sexual harassment and assault. That's going to have to come out how and what she's talking about. But here is the NBC legal correspondent Laura Jarrett on that.
It's sort of an insinuation, but without a lot of facts for us to go on, right? She's invoked the statute, and the statute has no other purpose. It is only used in cases of sexual harassment and sexual abuse. And so the implication there is obviously she has grounds to invoke the statute, but we don't know enough about why. And I think pretty soon a judge is going to want to know exactly how do you think that you can get out of this NDA if you need to have some factual underpinning there. And she's going to have to prove that up pretty quick.
It's like 3D chess. I mean, this is a complicated legal matter. It involves landlord-tenant relationship, By the way, she can file a police report today or a civil suit. There's nothing in an NDA that prohibits that.
We should be crystal clear about that. There's nothing that would stop her from filing a police report today. Of course, like, you couldn't have an agreement that said you couldn't file a criminal complaint against
somebody. What about a civil suit?
She could do that as well, because the Speak Out Act that's just recently passed says that's totally fine. If the dispute is about sexual harassment or sexual assault, she can file that again today. Nothing stops her from doing that. Now, he might say she has no grounds. She should lose. But as long as there's a dispute, that's the key there, then she's fine. And a lot of this may play out behind closed doors because of the NDA. She may say, I don't want to file a police report. I'm afraid of getting sued over it. She may decide to be on the airs on the side of caution. And so we won't see all of this, I think, for quite some time.
But she says Tiger's aggressive use of the NDA is preventing her from going to court. He says that she has no leg to stand on. No pun intended. That's awful. And his home is his home, and he can kick her out, which I think he's right. You know, Tiger's known for abruptly cutting people out of his life. And a tiger doesn't change his stripes.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
So I will keep you posted on how this all shakes out. But if I have to predict, it'll be settled before any of this hits the fan or goes to court or goes in front of a jury. It probably won't be arbitrated. She'll probably get the $30 million she wants. So that wraps up Full Rigor. Thanks for listening. I'm Karen Curtis. Until next time.